afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming back after lunch. Because things are slightly late again, I won't spend a lot of time introducing our guest speaker here, but she'll mention anything that's of value to you. The topic is ePortfolio and Student Wiki Introduction Interdisciplinary Groups Sweden Project. I'll link to you.
Thank you, Leanne. Good afternoon. As you see, my name has that 17 letter, which can become a problem in itself. That's why I go by Kiki. So, and I'm teaching at CUNY in New York City, University of New York, especially in the Queensboro Community College. So the students are from different parts of the world. So I usually would challenge them. If they can pronounce my name well, I can give them extra points towards their final grade. Of course, those who speak Spanish or those who come from South Asian, they would have easier time because they share the dialects, right? But people who are Native Americans would have a little difficulties with my first name. That's why I always go just by my nickname. Anyway, I will not be talking about LAMS because I just learned about LAMS yesterday. So, and then what I will be sharing with you is the project that a group of cohort of faculty at QCC is doing. It is now called Student Wiki Interdisciplinary Group, or SWIG for short. But that project has developed several times in terms of not only the name, but also of what we really do in the project. Okay, so that's what I will be doing, and especially the interaction with ePortfolio. And then maybe as most of you already know now, that ePortfolio is regarded as one of the high-impact activities for college students. And then it is expected to help them engage more. As we know, we want students to be engaged in our classes and in our lessons. So some people say that ePortfolio is regarded as one of the high-impact activities. So, and then the college has used ePortfolio as one of the platforms that we can use or incorporate in our teaching in order to do that. And then what we are doing is not only ePortfolio, but we use ePortfolio as the repository, if you want to call it. So students create their own ePortfolio, but then what they will put in their ePortfolio is the product of the interdisciplinary collaboration. Okay, so that's especially that I will be talking about, the process of the interdisciplinary project. Okay, so the project, as I mentioned earlier, has developed from early, the dawn of the new century, so to speak. So it started with only a few faculty taking different workshops, just like probably I joined the workshop yesterday, introducing to a new program or a new software. So until 2009, 2010, when a group of 15 faculty create a group called the SWIG team, the Student Wiki Interdisciplinary Group team, consisting of 15 faculty. And then as of now, we have 27 faculty participating in the program. So I guess at least the QCC community, faculty community, at least started to see the benefits of this collaboration. And then more of them are jumping into the collaboration. So what is the SWIG, right? So that must be the question. So what is the SWIG thing, right? So basically, the basic idea of this SWIG project is it is a collaborative between three different departments. So the English department, which I belong to, and then we also have the basic educational department at our college. So these are people who are not matriculated yet, so they are still developing in their language skills. So, and then we also partner with another content discipline. And then as of this semester, we have education, nursing, social sciences, including psychology, sociology, and history, and then speech and theater, and also message therapy. So there are different faculties that are or colleges that are joining in this collaboration. So each group will consist of three classes, English, basic skills, and another discipline. Okay, and then what the project is doing is basically creating a shared student-centered space where they can share their projects. And that's where the interdisciplinary collaboration. And the platform that we are using is not LAMS, but it is called Epsilon. So, okay, I need to get out of this quickly to show you epsilon. So I already log in beforehand. So, but it's, as you see, this is the college site, and then I can log into the epsilon, and then this is what I have in my portal. So I have all my classes here. So I'm just going to quickly show you some of the groups that I have created to show you the project. But let me just go back to the idea of the collaboration. So the main thing is for students to produce an artifact that they will upload to their own portfolio. So students in my class will be writing essays because I'm teaching college writing. So students will be writing essays. And then usually the essays about immigration or about their own learning experience. I'll go back to that later. Let me just go back here. Okay. So the students in my class will be creating essays that will be that they will post in the wiki of the epsilon. And then another student or other students from the other class will be reading my student's essay, and they will be giving comments. We call it gift givings, because they will be giving textual comments, and they can also suggest modifications. And one more element to that is the creation of digital stories. So students in my class will be creating digital stories out of their regular essay. So because their essay is about their learning experience or their migration experience, any learning experience that they will be sharing. It's like a memoir. So they're writing their memoir, and then they will convert that memoir, the written memoir, into a digital format. And in order to develop to perfect or to revise the stories, that's when the other class will come into play in that creation, okay? So the students will, let me just use this instead of, the whole process is also helping students to do reflections. We heard in the earlier speech, in the previous sessions, that reflection is important, that students' engagement is important. And in this project, in our project, we use these symphonic reflections that is originally or initiated by John Dewey's a long time ago. And then we just, with the development lately in the past 15 years, this term symphonic reflections has been entering the discussions on education, especially, at least in the US. So basically, we divide the process of reflection into 8 stages. So the first stage is what we call the students enter the academic community, because let me give you a little background about QCC, or Queensborough Community College. We are a community college, meaning a 2-year college, as part of a larger university, which is City University of New York, that has 19 colleges from the 2-year up to the doctoral programs. So students come into our college usually either underprepared or people who are just migrating to the United States and not really having the facilities to go to regular 4-year college. So with that type of students, our college is very diverse, with 157 countries represented. So with that type of population, students are not always ready, so to speak, to be engaged in an academic community. Maybe if you talk about NTU students, most of them already know what they want when they enter college, right? But not all QCC students are like that. So the first stage is for them to understand that they are now entering an academic field, which is, in my class, English. And in the other class, maybe a different types of academic community. So that is the first time when they are writing their essays, when we are reading other people's essays, and then we are sharing and then discussing all those things, they are basically entering an academic community, which is the English in my class. And then after that, they will be sharing. They will be posting their essay, and then students from other class will be giving comments. And then students in the other class have their own academic discipline, or the community, right? The dynamic of their community is different. So when they interact, and then they will be bringing their own dynamic of their academic community, that's when the integration or collaboration starts to happen. And the next stage is the mutual gift-giving, as I said earlier. So they will be giving comments on each other's essay, on each other's product. Okay, and then, so that is the early collaboration, just on the textual format. But after the textual level, we are taking them to another level, which is the digital story production. So at least what I notice in my class is that after they're finished with their essay, they revise it, and the comments that they receive from the other class, they start thinking, okay, will I include these comments for the writing teachers like myself? It is a good indication that they are committing themselves in their stories. Because in the past, I noticed my students, okay, write something about yourself. And then they would say, I'm not a famous person. I have nothing to say. I have nothing to share. So they don't think that they have a story that they can share with other people. So with this, now hearing other people's comment, they start negotiating, oh, other people also have experience that they can share. So in my opinion, at least to that extent, it is useful for students to really say, oh, my story has value because other people will be reading it and people will be commenting on it. So that is already a good indication for them. And they will select the details either from their own story or from the comments that they receive from other people in creating their storyboard for the digital story. And then after that, they will be integrating their voice into the text that they have created. In the storyboarding, we are using PowerPoint to start that off. And then in integrating the voice with visual knowledge, as you know, we will ask them to create PowerPoint and after that create the script so that when they record their voice, they will be fluent in a way. They are not stumbling over so many times. And after that, they will be producing the story in Camtasia product. And actually, I was visiting the booth out there by TechSmith because that's the product that we use to convert the story into the digital story. And then they will be sharing it again with the other class. They will be now not only reading the story in the past, now they will also hear the digital story format of the same story or from the other class. And then after giving comments and everything, and then we will create a larger group from all the 25 faculties. We create a system and then post it on our Blackboard site, samples of stories so that other people will be giving comments. So that is the presenting to audience. And what I will be paying more attention to today is how we assess the reflections. So in terms of the reflections, we ask students to do or to take online surveys 3 times throughout the semester, before the collaboration, during the collaboration, and then right after the collaboration, all the way until the presenting of the digital story. So, or if you see in the graphic format, we can put it in 3 different box here. So in the collaboration stage, you see that, I don't know, does this thing have? So anyway, so in the English class, they will be doing the paper, the essay, the story about themselves, the learning. So at this stage, they are just entering the disciplinary community. And after that, they will be sharing with the other people. And here, you are already using a different format here because you are using the Epsilon, the wiki in Epsilon. And after they get their comments, they will revise their essay and they will be starting thinking about what do I want to include in my digital story. And then this is the stages where they create their digital story. They start with selecting segments from their essay to become the storyboard, and after that convert that into a PowerPoint, and then using Camtasia software, Camtasia Studio, they will be recording their presentation to become a mini clip, mini movie. So, and after that, they will have this product of digital story. And then the default location that we ask them to post their digital story is in their Epsilon showcase portfolio. Okay, but some of them ended up in showing it on YouTube. And I will be showing you some examples of what the students did in the past. So that is the whole process. And then, as I said, they do a survey. They took a survey at the beginning and then towards the in the middle and then towards the end. And that is what we assess as in our research. So basically, our team conducted a research of what the students see. And then what we see in students' comments in terms of the survey result is that these activities not only help us to achieve these points in our general objectives of the college. So we have about 10 points, and then we at least achieve 6 of the objectives from our college. So to that end, the college is happy because the project helped them at least make students really achieve some of the project. And then another thing is the student retention. Okay, with our, we are comparing just the cohort as a whole compared to the whole full-time, first-time college students. So we have not a whole lot. It's only about 4% increase, but at least there is, to some extent, it brings some kind of benefits to the whole project. And another thing is that the high impact, this whole project used different or satisfied different high impact practices. So number one, it meets the collaborative nature of higher education now, because now students see the common intellectual experience across disciplines. And not only that, English courses, especially English 101, is usually regarded as the cornerstone. So they also satisfy their cornerstone requirements. And in some classes, students also do service learning. Like in my class, in the immigrant experience, they also did service learning. And what is unique to this project is, I believe, the virtual learning communities, because learning community usually is just meeting either one face-to-face, but in this, they can meet their partners on Wiki without having to meet in person. And then the important thing, as I said, is the reflection. And what we learn, that students really see the connections here. So I'm not going to go into the details of this survey results, but in general, students see the connections of the disciplines, and then they see values of their experience, and then they also notice that they learn. And what I will share with you is only... See that... As I mentioned earlier, our students are usually not that ready for college, so not college material, so to speak, if you want to see it or define it as such. But then some students, after the collaborations and then after reflecting on their projects, they say something like this: I could not help but be humbled by the positive reaction when I presented my digital story to the class. And then so he realized that great things come from small beginnings, because, of course, at the beginning of the project, students said, oh, this sounds complicated. How are we going to achieve this, right? So, but slowly, they ended up to produce things like this. And then this is what another student says. In the beginning, I thought, wow, this is hard. Then as one step led to another, I saw it was easy. This project made me see I can do more than I think. So hopefully, with more students reflecting in this regards, hopefully they will be producing or becoming a more reflective students, hopefully. So I think I'm just going to pause at this point, and then if you have any question, I can show you also how the project is done in real life. So I will be showing you my academic and my epsilon. So is there any question at all in terms of the procedure of the project? Okay. If not, let me just show you some of the products that students have done in the past. It will just be about 2 minutes. So this is a student. So the student is writing a story, and then... Okay. Don't tell me it's not working. I guess it is not. Do I have to click yes? I guess yes, huh? Okay, so this is the example. So students write their essays without the pictures. Originally, it's just a text that they're writing an essay. And then after the exchange with the other class, the other course, the other students from the other class will give them suggestions in terms of pictures, background sounds, and all those things. And then he developed it into so here, as I said, some students really just post it on YouTube now without having to use the college site anymore.
The ghetto gave me the eyes of a soldier and the vision of a poet.
Okay, so this student is an acting student. So the collaboration is between acting students. So the writer, he's not the writer. The writer is a different person, but he also has his PowerPoint and then the Camtasia product of his own story. But then the students in the other class was challenged by the professor saying, okay, now because you are an acting student, why don't you choose a story from this wiki and then act it out? So that's the outcome of the... So this is the original digital story that the original writer creates. And he comes from a different...
The ghetto gave me the eyes of a soldier and the vision of a poet. In my earliest years, Fonkole was a ghetto area that represented the worst of the worst, along with other ghettos on my island of Dominica.
I'm not going to play the whole thing so that you just get an idea. So students write an essay, and then after a whole process of collaboration, they create their own digital story. And then when you collaborate with a particular group of students like the acting students, then you can also do another collaboration. So, and then from all these collaborations, they start realizing, hey, my story has values because now an acting student can really act on my story. Okay, so that's what this project has turned into, and then that's what invite all the other faculties from the other colleges want to join the program. So with that, I conclude. Thank you very much. Yes. Yeah, this story will be uploaded into ePortfolio. So the ePortfolio right now we are hosting it using the Epsilon program, but that's academic environment they call it, and then that's what the university or the college is adopting. So, but now looking at this whole sequence of events that I have to involve my students in those 8 steps. So that's what I learned yesterday from LEMS, is how do I convert this into a LEMS so that it will be... let me add another tidbits that I forgot to mention earlier. Right now we have Blackboard and Epsilon, and these are 2 different entities. So one of the complaints that the students said, whenever I asked them to reflect on the process, they said, too many passwords to remember, because those are 2 different entities altogether. So maybe if we either Epsilon get into Blackboard, or maybe if I can adopt the LAMS inside Blackboard, because LAMS is already hooked into Blackboard, so that might make it easier for the students. Because right now, even for me, I have to log into different places to get into this project. Any other question? No? Thank you.